Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah Aser being learned B'schos Aser B'Asrachol, Shishi B'Zecher Afayin Yerziva Kahagon, B'Karav Mamish. And we'll be discussing various cases and how many Dayanim they need to judge them. The Mishnah says, Smicha Zekenim, Barifas Egla, B'Shloisha. These things need three Dayanim. What's Smicha Zekenim? So Smicha in general is when a carbon is leaned on by the one who's bringing it. And here the Mishnah refers to a Par Halim Davar Shal Tzibur. When the Sanhedrin accidentally paskin incorrectly and the majority of the nation acted on that, they have to bring a carbon and it needs to be leaned on by three Zekenim. Arifas Egla is different. This refers to Egla Arufa. When a dead body is found outside a city, it was clearly murdered. We need Dayanim to come and judge which city it's closest to, and that city is found guilty, and there's a whole process that they go through. So we need to have three Dayanim measuring which city it's closest to. Divrei Rav Shimon, that's what Rav Shimon says. Whereas Rav Yehuda says, B'chamisha, we need five, and that's based off of Josh and a Pasuk. Mishnah continues, HaChalitza v'amayunin b'shloisha. These two things require three judges. What's Chalitza? Let's say we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's married, dies without children. There's a mitzvah of Yibum that Shimon should marry Reuven's wife. If he decides not to, they have to do chalitza. This chalitza needs to be done in front of three dayanim. And miun is referring to when we have a girl who's under 12 years old, whose father, lo aleinu, passed away. Her mother or brother are allowed to marry her off. However, it's not 100% binding. She's allowed to walk out of it whenever she wants, as long as she's not over 12. And walking out of it is called miun. That has to be done in front of three dayanim. The Mishnah continues. Netar avai, maaser sheni she'ein dam v'yiduin b'shloisha. These things also need three judges. Netar avai is fourth year fruit that's similar to maaser sheni. Has to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten. If the person's unable to bring them up, he could be paid to them, transfer the Kedusha onto money. And Maaser Sheni as well, it's the same thing. If he's not able to bring it up to Yerushalayim, he could be paid it, transfers Kedusha onto money. If we don't know the value of this produce because it's spoiled or rotten, and obviously that doesn't have a standard market value, we need three Dayanim to tell us how much it's worth. Another din, Hayekdesha is Bishloisha. If a person was Makdish something, he consecrated it to the Beis HaMikdash, and now he wants to redeem it, we need three judges. Ha'arachin HaMetaltalin Bishloisha. If a person made an Erech type Neder to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's regarding Metaltalin, movable objects, then he's three Dayanim to evaluate it to see how much money he has to pay to get his item back. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Echman Kayin, one of them has to be a Kayin. Vakar Kayis, if a person's Makdish land to the Beis HaMikdash, Tishav a Kayin, we need nine regular people and a Kayin, so that's a total of 10. Va'adam Kayetz Bahen, and if a person pledged to give his value to the Beis HaMikdash, that also needs nine and a Kayin. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid, now discussing a different type of Bezdin, Dina Nefashais, Be'esrim Ushloisha. And we're going to be judging capital cases that maybe a person's going to be killed, we have to have 23 Dayanim. Similarly, Harivev Anirva, Be'esrim Ushloisha. If a man or woman lived with an animal, that case is judged by 23 dayanim. Shnemar because the pasuk says, "Ve'orakto se'isha ve'sabehema," and you shall kill the woman and the animal. Baimara also says, in regards to a man doing an aver with an animal, "Ve'sabehema tarigu," and you shall kill the animal. So we see from here that not only is the person who's going to be killed judged by 23, the animal also needs to be judged by 23. Similarly, the Mishnah says, "Shara niskal be'esrim ushloisha," an ox which is going to be stoned because it killed a person, it needs to be judged by 23. Shnemar because the pasuk says, "Hashar yisakel v'gamba al yumas," the shar is stoned and the owner shall also die. What do we learn from here? Kamisa Zabalim, Kachmisa Shar. The same way the owner of the Shar, if he were to be killed for an aver that he did, he needs 23 judges. The Shar as well needs 23 judges. Mishnah continues, Hazaev, a wolf, Vahari, a lion, Hadav, a bear, Vahanomer, a leopard, Vahabardalos, some weasel-like animal, Vahanachash, or a snake. If they killed a person, Misasa Mas Mishlaisha, they need 23 Dayanim to pass in that case. Whereas Rabbi Lezer, he argues and says, Kol HaKadim L'Hargon Zacha, whoever kills them first, he's meritorious. Good for them. We have this wild animal to kill the person, just go out and kill him. Whereas Rabbi Kiva argues and says, no, Misasa Meshim Ushloisha, they're only killed when we have 23 judges sitting and discussing the case. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow on the Mishnah Hay and Vav with more discussions regarding Batei Dinim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.